do you mean? What's the gospel?
That Jesus
everything
Christ
about Jesus
was virgin born, went to the cross, died and shed his blood for my sins for all who would believe.
Yep.
Rose again, ascended, and will return at any time.
Okay.
And all those who trust in Jesus Christ alone for their salvation, the blood he shed on the cross and his work, and confess that they're sinners and repent, their names are in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Okay, so by the shed blood of Jesus, his death, burial, resurrection,
yeah.
You mentioned repentance. What is repentance?
In your mind, to agree to turn from sin. We'll be repenting for the rest
yeah,
of our lives.
Yeah, so repentance is a daily thing. So what else has to happen to you?
You're indwelt by the Holy Spirit. At the instant of salvation,
okay.
I'm convicted. My eyes were open. I understood.
So you're born again?
The gospel? Yes.
You're born again?
Yes.
And then what's the fruit that you're born again? Still, this is still part of the gospel and how to apply it.
To know. I tell others because I'm concerned for their soul.
Okay. So how will you live?
I sin every day. Should I know? Should I sin?
Why do you sin, keep sinning every day?
Because I'm trapped in this flesh.
What do you do every day that you can't stop? Name a sin that the Holy Spirit can't help you overcome.
That's right. I say that
so you're living in willful sin.
Sometimes I sin presumptuously.
Like what? Give me an example.
Okay. A horrible thought comes to my mind, and I don't think of Scripture immediately, and I
entertain
ruminate it for 10 or 15 seconds, okay. And I'm almost awake in my bed.
So can the Holy Spirit help you overcome that?
And he does.
You can't? So you don't have to live that way?
I don't have to, no.
Right. So
it's my fault.
Would you take back that you sin every day that and you don't have to, do you?
No, I don't have to.
That's kind of an American churchianity mindset that you have to sin every day. You don't have to.
The scriptures say he enables me not to sin.
Right.
If I continue to sin, it's my own fault.
Right, exactly. So that's called willful sin, which is not forgiven. Your willful sin is not forgiven.
And where does it say that?
Hebrews 10:26.
And what's that say?
It says, if we live in willful sin, there's no sacrifice for our sin,
right.
But a fiery judgment that's coming.
And then later on in the same text, it says, but I am persuaded of better things of you, brother.
Yeah, so you better repent of your sin. So if you live in your willful sin, you're going to be destroyed by the wrath of God.
He's contrasting those that were never saved with the saved.
No, it says, brethren. Also, James 5 says, brethren, if you save a brother from a sin, you save a soul from death.
That's right.
That's brothers, not people that never were.
In 1:9,
so
John,
do you believe in once saved, always saved?
I am preserved. I am held in his hand to the day of redemption by the Holy Spirit.
You don't believe you can lose your salvation?
No, because I never saved my salvation.
You're a once saved, always saved guy. That's heresy.
Perseverance.
That's heresy. Yeah, that's heresy. The Bible does not teach that anywhere. The Bible teaches you have to endure. Jesus said it in Matthew 10. Paul says it in 1 Corinthians 15.
Those who will endure to the end.
Yep.
I only endure.
You don't know who's going to endure to the end. You don't even know if you're going to endure to the end.
I will only endure to the end because he saves me and he's keeping me.
Well, you got to strive too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But that once saved, always saved is a false heretical doctrine. That's a Calvinistic doctrine that you got to repent of. Does your church teach that?
The Bible teaches.
No, the Bible doesn't teach that anywhere. Jesus said if you don't forgive your brother, you won't be forgiven.
That's right.
There's so much for once saved, always saved. The Bible says in Hebrews 5:9, he made a way for eternal life for those who obey him.
That's right.
So much for your once saved, always saved.
Did you sin today?
I can sin in my flesh every day, but I overcome it and I don't live and walk in willful sin.
Did you sin today?
Did I sin today? I can't think of a sin I've done today.
Have you sinned since you've been saved?
Of course. And I repent.
That's right. I do the same thing.
But you're talking about willful sin here.
So your sins are not willful.
No. I don't walk and practice them. Like Christmas and Easter that your church practices are willful sins.
We don't practice Christmas.
You don't
and
keep
Easter.
Practicing Easter?
No.
You don't. On Sunday when
we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
That is not a biblical holiday.
Not on that day. No,
it's not a biblical holiday. It's not one God even ordained for us to keep.
No.
Neither is Christmas. Christmas is a Roman Catholic holiday, so is Easter. Jesus didn't die on Good Friday. It's a lie. He died on Wednesday. So your church is practicing the typical evangelical false ways. Do they teach people to come out of the world and for women to cover their heads?
No.
There you go. So another sin on that church. They don't teach women to come out of the world, cover their heads. They don't teach men how to dress biblical. Do they teach you to come out of the culture, sports, politics, entertainment? They are watching movies and Netflix and...
No.
They're not.
Yes, of course they do.
There you go. They're worldly and they're sinful. How can you be of God and be worldly and sinful?
I'm saying, of course, they don't teach that.
But the people all still do it.
No, they don't.
They don't?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't have cable. I don't want cable.
I'm talking about the people at that church.
No, they don't.
What was the name of that church again?
Lakeside Community Chapel.
In what town?
Stephen Kreloff. It's in Clearwater.
Lakeside Chapel in Clearwater.
Community Chapel.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up.
It's an excellent church.
I'll have to look it up. Well, not if they keep Christmas and Easter. They're actually in sin and they're going to be destroyed by the wrath of God.
What do you mean by keeping?
Practice it. Acknowledge it in any way.
That Jesus resurrected?
We should do that every day.
Of course.
Not just on Easter or Resurrection Sunday.
Okay, we do that every day.
And do they keep the building system with a building and they gather on Sunday and they have a guy behind a priest, a wooden box, like the old priesthood, and the one pastor paid and he does all the preaching? Or do all the men get to go up and use their gifts and their spirits?
They have a plurality of elders.
Yeah, no, but does one guy do all the teaching?
There's
you just mentioned his name.
Teacher, yeah. But all the elders preach.
You know what's interesting? I love to teach this to people. A building system. Paid lined lines of paid people, practice musicians, a paid orator, timed out religious services. Do you know what I just described to you? I just described two things: churchianity in America today, which is your church system, and the Greek theater system. That's where it was taken from. That's not the New Testament body anywhere. In the New Testament, people met in their homes. We didn't even need a building. All the men could use their gifts. There was elders and deacons.
That's first century
biblical Christianity.
The Plymouth
Brethren have a lot of sin also. That I don't know of a church system that doesn't have sin. We haven't found one yet.
What church do you go to?
We belong to the one true body of Christ. How many are there? There's one. We follow Christ.
And it's not a building.
It's not a building. So we don't need a building. We don't need pagan holidays. We don't need a guy behind a wooden box paid as a pastor.
That's right.
We don't need any of that. So why are you doing all that stuff there?
I'm not doing that.
You're practicing it there.
I tell other people.
Why are they doing it?
Of Jesus Christ, because I want them to be saved and know the truth.
Yeah. Hopefully they don't go to that church system, because that church system, you realize you worship God in vain there? Mark 7. Howbeit in vain you worship God for the teaching the commandments of men. They're keeping commandments of men there. They don't teach holiness there. They don't call people out of the world at that church. I hope I helped you prove that.
It's expository preaching.
They're not expositing the word rightly. If they practice pagan holidays and they don't teach women to come out of the world and they don't teach you to come out of the world and they're practicing that non-denominational system, they're not expositing the word of God. John MacArthur says he exposes the word. He's a rank heretic. And they believe in once saved, always saved, sir. This is not biblical Christianity.
And can I get my salvation again if I've lost it?
You have to repent.
No, it's impossible to be restored.
Of course it is. Of course it is. No.
That's what Hebrews says.
No. That's not for everyone. In Acts 8, Simon sins and says, I want to buy the Holy Spirit. What did Peter say to him? What did Peter say to him?
Perish and go to hell,
right?
Because you thought that you could buy.
I thought he's once saved, always saved.
And so if you lose your salvation, you can't be saved.
He's got to repent and be cleansed. 1 John 1:7 says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light.
That's right.
Following the truth, not willful sin. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us. If you don't walk in the light and you keep in sin, the blood doesn't cleanse you. You won't get salvation. So when I sin, I got to repent and come out of it. If I sin and I stay in it, it's going to bury me on judgment day. The only sins that Jesus cleanses are the ones you repent of and leave.
That's right.
So why are you talking about eternal salvation?
When I sin, I repent.
Yeah, but you just said you couldn't lose it.
I can lose salvation.
Yes, you can if you sin and don't repent.
There is a sin unto death.
No, if you sin and don't repent, sir, you're going to lose your salvation.
There is a sin
your church
unto death.
Is false.
And I am
your
sealed
church is
by
false.
The Holy Spirit until the day
you know what the word sealed means? Have you studied that?
I am in his palm.
What does the word sealed mean?
No man can take it away.
What does the word sealed mean in the Greek?
What's it mean?
What does it mean?
I don't know what's it mean.
So you haven't studied it and you're proclaiming it like you know it. The Bible says only a fool proclaims what he doesn't know. I don't want you to be a fool. The word, okay, sealed, right? Do you know what it actually means? Have you ever bought a house?
No.
Or a car?
No.
It means earnest money. Hey, I want to buy this house or this car.
Yes.
Here's $500 to hold it. It's only a holding. The deal is not completed yet. The Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, they were sealed by circumcision. That didn't save them. They could leave God and go into sin like they did over and over, and God destroyed him in the desert. The Holy Spirit is only a earnest of what is yet to come at that marriage supper of the Lamb. You're not sealed. Once saved, always saved is a lie, sir. You're following and believing lies. I love you enough to tell you this truth. Your church is a heretical place that you need to repent of.
My church is a wonderful, godly place that teaches the Scripture.
No, they lie about it. I've just proved it.
They teach the Scripture.
I just proved it. They lie about it. They're feminized, they're paganized, and they have heresy. That's not the body of Christ.
So if my wife were a veil,
she would be biblical according to the Scriptures if she does it when she's out in public and when she's prophesying and praying.
And that was told to the Corinthians.
No, nope. 1 Corinthians 1 says the letter of the Corinthians is for all people everywhere that name the name of Christ. How about 1 Corinthians 11, the second half of the chapter? What's in the second half of the chapter?
Start it for me.
What's in the second half of it?
What's it say?
The Lord's Supper. Is that cultural too?
No, that's
there you
continuous.
Go. Head covering is not cultural, sir. Did you know for 1900 years, all of the false, even they had it right, all of the false evangelical men, Spurgeon, Calvin, Edwards, all of them, all taught women to cover their heads with a cloth veil. Feminism rose up, and you guys all caved to feminism like Adam in the garden, and now all the women uncovered their heads and put on jeans. They're supposed to wear a long and flowing dress and cover their heads. Men are supposed to wear a tunic-like garment.
Are you apostolic?
What does that mean? There's all different flavors of all these things. What does that even mean?
They teach that there's apostles for the present
day. No, you're not. There's no true apostles today. I'm only an apostle in that I'm a messenger of God.
Right, a disciple.
But there is no true apostles today. There's no true prophets today.
That's right. It sits with the apostolic age.
I would agree.
Hey,
so you're a secessionist.
This guy, don't even bother with it. He's a communist.
Yeah.
I gave him an American flag, and he threw it on the ground.
He stuck it in my pocket, and I threw it on the ground, and I'll do it again. I'll do it again. I'll do it again.
Because you need to get the fuck out of this country.
I love you, sir. Yeah, I'll do it again. If you put a patriotic flag on me, I'll throw it to the ground once again. You need to repent and seek the kingdom of God. Repent and seek the kingdom of God, sir. Lose your life for Christ, or you're going to lose your soul. Turn and repent.